And now for something completely different.
Monty Python, the Flying Circus.
BBC would like to apologize for the next announcement.
Hello! To the show! Without more ado, the first item is a sketch about architects called The Architects Sketch.
Gentlemen, we have two basic suggestions for the design of this. Gentlemen, we have two basic suggestions for the design of this. Shut up! Gentlemen, we have two basic suggestions. Gentlemen, we have two basic suggestions for the design of this architectural block, the residential block. And I thought it best that the architects themselves came in to explain the advantages of both designs. That must be the first architect now. Ah, yes, it's Mr. Wiggin of Ironside and Malone.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a 12-story block combining classical neo-Georgian features with all the advantages of modern design. The tenants arrive in the entrance hall here, are carried along the corridor on a conveyor belt in extreme comfort and past murals depicting Mediterranean scenes towards the rotating knives. The last 20 feet of the corridor are heavily soundproof. The blood pours down these chutes and angles flesh slurps into these large...
Excuse me. Did you say knives?
Rotating knives, yes.
Are you proposing to slaughter our tenants?
Does that not fit in with your plans?
No, we wanted a simple block of flats.
Ah, I see. I hadn't correctly divined your attitude towards your tenants. You see, I mainly design slaughterhouses. Yes, a pity. Mind you, this is a real beaut. I mean, none of your blood caked on the walls and flesh flying out of the windows inconveniencing the passers-by with this one. I mean, my life has been building up to this.
Yes, and well done. But we did want a block of flats.
Well, may I ask you to reconsider? I mean, you wouldn't regret it. Think of the tourist trade.
No, it's just that we wanted a block of flats and not an abattoir.
Yes, but of course that's just the sort of blinkered Philistine pig ignorance I've come to expect. You creative garbage. You sit there on your loathsome spotty behind, squeezing blackheads, not caring a tinker's cuss about the struggling artist. You excrement! You lousy, hypocritical, whining toonies! With your lousy colour TV sets and your Tony Jacklin golf clubs and your bleeding Masonic handshakes, you wouldn't let me join with you, you black, boring bastards! Well, I wouldn't become a Freemason now if you went down on your lousy, stinking, pullulent knees and begged me!
Well, we're sorry you feel like that, but we did want a golf flat.
Nice though the abattoir is.
Oh, the abattoir, that's not important. But if one of you could put in a word for me, I'd love to be a Freemason. Freemasonry opens doors. I mean, I was a bit on edge just now, but if I was a Mason, I'd just sit at the back and not get in anyone's way.
Thank you.
I've got a second-hand apron.
Thank you.
I nearly got in at Hendon.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about that, gentlemen. The second architect is Mr. Levy of Wymas and Dibble.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. This is a scale model of the block. There are 28 stories with 280 modern apartments. There are 3 main lifts and 2 service lifts. Access would be from Dibbingley Road. The structure is built on a central pillar system with cantilevered floors in pre-stressed steel and concrete. The dividing walls on each floor section are fixed with recessed magnalium flange group. By avoiding wood and timber derivatives and all other inflammables, we've almost totally removed the risk of... Quite frankly, I think the central pillar system may need strengthening a bit.
Isn't that going to put the cost up?
It might.
Well, I don't know whether I'd worry about strengthening that much. After all, they're not meant to be luxury flats.
No, I quite agree. I mean, provided the tenants are of light build and relatively sedentary, and given a spot of good weather, I think we're on to a winner here. Yeah?
Oh, thank you.
quite agree.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It opens doors, I'm telling you.
Let's have a look at that handshake again in slow motion. What other ways are there of recognizing a mason?
Once identified a mason, immediate steps must be taken to isolate him from the general public. Having accomplished that, it is now possible to cure him of these unfortunate Masonic tendencies through the use of behavioral psychotherapy. In this treatment, the patient is rewarded for the correct response and punished for the wrong one. Let us begin. Would you like to give up being a mason? Think carefully. Think.
No.
No! That's wrong!
No! Bad! The BBC would like to apologize for the following announcement.
About your special, fully comprehensive motor insurance policy offer.
What was that?
Fully comprehensive motor insurance for 1 8d.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Gov, that offer's no longer valid. You see, it turned out not to be economically viable. So we now have a totally new offer.
What's that?
A nude lady.
Nude lady?
Yes. You get a nude lady with a fully comprehensive motor insurance. If you just want third parties, she has to keep her bra on. And if it's just theft, then
No, I don't really want that. Devious. Mr. Devious, I just want to know what it would cost me to have a fully comprehensive insurance on a 1970 Aston Martin.
Aston Martin?
Yeah.
500 quid.
500 quid?
40 quid.
40 quid?
40 quid and a nude lady.
No, I'm not interested in nude.
Dirty books.
No, look, I'm not interested in any of that. I just want to know what it would cost me to have a fully comprehensive insurance on 1970 Aston Martin. Can you please quote me your price?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The Reverend.
The Reverend who?
The Reverend Morrison.
Oh, come in. Now then, Vic, what's the trouble?
Well, it's about this letter you sent me.
Excuse me, do I have any more lines?
Oh, I don't know much. I'll have a look in your script. Where are we? Show 8. Are you man?
Yeah.
Man. No. No, you finished?
Well, I'll be off then.
Right. The vicar sits.
It's about this letter you sent me regarding my insurance claim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you see, it's just that we're not, as yet, totally satisfied with the grounds of your claim.
but it says something about filling my mouth in with cement.
Oh, well, that's just insurance jargon, you know.
My car was hit by a lorry while standing in the garage, and you refused to pay my claim.
Oh, well, Reverend Morrison, in your policy... Here we are. It states quite clearly that no claim you make will be paid. You see, you unfortunately plumped for our never pay policy, which, you know, if you never claim, is very worthwhile. But you had to claim, and well, there it is.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Still, never mind. Could be worse. How's the nude lady?
Oh, she's fine.
Look, Ev, I hate to see a man cry, so shove off out the office, that's a good thing.
Okay, Gibbous, don't move.
The bishop!
Take as my text for today.
Text, Vic! Don't say the text!
Leviticus 3:14.
We were too late! The Reverend Grundy bit the sea.
This child is brought up in the Christian faith. Therefore, I name this child.
Don't say the kid's name, Vic!
Francesco Luigi.
We was too late. The Reverend Nuke saw the light. The ring, Vic! Don't touch the ring!
Departed.
Yeah.
jumped me, mate.
Two old people are typical of the housing problem facing Britain's age.
Here, don't you start doing a documentary on us, young man.
Oh, please.
No, leave us alone.
Oh, just a little one about the appalling conditions under which you live.
No, get out of our house. Go on.
Come on, George. Pick it up.
Why don't you do a documentary about the drug problem round in Walton Street? Oh, go and have a bath.
The splendor falls on castle walls and snowy summits bold and
starry. Here, there's Alfred Lord Tennyson in the bathroom.
Well, at least the poet's been installed then.
Yes, a poet is essential for complete home comfort and all year round reliability at low cost. We in the East Midlands Poet Board hope to have a poet in every home by the end of next year.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high or vague.
Good morning, madam. I come to read your poet.
Oh, yes. It's in the cupboard up on the stairs.
What is it, a Swinburne, Shelley?
No, it's a Wordsworth.
Oh, bloody daffodils.
Beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretch...
Oh, all right, thank you, madam.
Oh, not at all. Thank you. It's a nice day, isn't it?
Yes, yes, the weather situation is generally favourable. There's a ridge of high pressure centred over Ireland, which is moving steadily eastwards, bringing cloudy weather to parts of the West Country, Wales, and areas west of the Pennines. On tomorrow's chart, the situation's much the same, with this occluded front bringing drier, warmer weather. Temperatures about average for the time of year, that's 3 degrees centigrade, 44 degrees Fahrenheit. So don't forget to wrap up well. That's all for me. Good night.
Now on BBC Television, a choice of viewing. On BBC Two, a discussion on censorship between Derek Hart, the Bishop of Woolwich, and a nude man. And on BBC One, me telling you this. And now...
We don't want that, do we? Do you really want that cherry in your tea? Do you like doing this job?
It's a living, isn't it?
I mean, don't you get bored reading people's poets all day?
Sometimes, yeah. Anyway, I think I'd better be going.
You've got a nice torch, haven't you?
It goes on and off.
How many volts is it?
I'll have a look at the batteries.
Yes.
It's four and a half volts.
That's wonderful. Do you want another look at the poet?
No, I must be off, really.
I've got Thomas Hardy in the bedroom. I'd like you to look at him.
Oh, well, I can't touch him. He's a novelist.
Oh, he's mumbling all night.
Oh, well, novelists do, you see.
Oh, forget him! Oh. What's your name, Derek?
Harness.
No, your first name, silly.
Wombat.
Oh, Wombat. Wombat Harness. Take me to the place where eternity knows no bounds, where the garden of love encloses us round. Oh,
Harvey. All right, I'll have a quick look at your Thomas Hardy.
Nude man, what did you make of that?
Well, don't you see? That was exactly the kind of explicit sexual reference I'm objecting to. It's titillation for the sake of it. A deliberate attempt at cheap sensationalism. I don't care what the so-called avant-garde left-wing intellectual namby-pambies say. It is filth!
Bishop.
Okay, don't let anybody move!
The BBC would like to apologise for the constant repetition in the show. The BBC would like to apologise for the constant repetition in the show.
Hey, whoops!
Whoops! Today, there!
Shut up, one of you up there, guys. Why can't a guy get some sleep around here? Little beast.
Easy wise, all I want. Trap right now or I'm coming up.
I hope you're enjoying this.
Attention, there's been a nasty five frog curse near the M4. Proceed immediately to the area.
Oh dear.
Looks bad.
Very bad.
Quite agreed. Only one thing to do with a multiple frog curse like this.
Righto, get the magic wand.
Clear the area. Fire!
Some of your prescriptions, yeah? Who's got the pops? Come on, who's got the pops? Come on. Who's got a boil on the bum? Boil on the body. Who's got the chest rash? Have to get a bigger bottle. Who's got... who's got wind? Catch.
The BBC would like to apologise for the poor quality of the writing in that sketch. It is not BBC policy to get easy laughs with words like bum, knickers, botty or wee-wees.
These are the words which are not to be used again on this programme.
Who's got a boil on his Semprini, then?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'd like some aftershave, please.
Ah, certainly, sir. Walk this way, please.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't need aftershave. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like some aftershave, please.
Ah. A toilet requisite. Would you like to try this, sir? It's our very latest. It's called Sea Mist.
I quite like it.
How about something a little more musky? This one's called Nimmo.
Not really, no. Have you anything a little fishier?
Fishier?
Fishier.
Fish, fish, fish. A fishy requisite.
Like halibut or sea bass.
Or bream?
Yes.
Oh, we haven't got any of that. I've got mackerel or cod or hake.
You haven't got anything a little more halibutish?
Parrot? What's that doing there? Or skate with just a hint of prawn? Or crab, tiger and almonds? Very unusual.
I really had my heart set on halibut.
Well, sir, we had a fishy consignment in this morning, so I could nip down to the basement and see if I can come up trumps with this particular requisite. So it was halibut or...
sea bass.
Sea bass. Won't be a moment.
Sorry about this. Normally we try and avoid these little pauses, longers. Only dramatically he's gone down to the basement, you see. Of course, there isn't really a basement, but he just goes off and we pretend. Actually, what happens is he just goes off there, off camera, and just waits there, so it looks as though he's gone down to the basement. Actually, I think he's rather overdoing it. Ah!
Oh, sorry, sir. Lot of steps. Well, I'm afraid he didn't come in this morning, sir, but we have got some down at our Kensington branch. I'll just nip down there and get it for you.
Well, how long will that be?
20 minutes.
20 minutes? I wonder what other people use for aftershave lotion.
I use a body rub called halitosis. Makes my breath seem sweet. I use an aftershave called Semprini.
Sorry, I can't stop now. I've got to get to Kensington. I use two kinds of aftershave lotion. Frankincense, myrrh, three kinds of aftershave lotion. Frankincense, myrrh, sandal, four kinds of aftershave lotion. Frankincense.
I have a cold shower every morning just before I go mad. And then I go mad. One mad, two mad, three mad, four.
I use rancid polecat number two. Keeps my skin nice and scaly.
Oh, sorry again. Can't stop. Got to get back.
Well, I'm afraid they don't have any in our Kensington branch, but we have got some down at the depot.
Where's that?
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen?
It's all right, you wait here. I've got a car.
No, wait. I'll take the other. The Crab Tiger and...
Almond Requisite.
I'll take it.
Now then,
your turn. Are you going to say what's all this then?
Oh, right. What's all this then?
This man has been shoplifting, officer.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Are you trying to tell me my job?
No, but he's been shoplifting.
Look, I must warn you that anything you may say will be ignored. And furthermore, given half a chance, I'll put my fist through your teeth. For tang, for tang!
But, officer, this man here...
Look, I've had enough of you. You're under arrest.
Officer, it wasn't him. He's a shoplifter.
No, I'm not.
He's not. I'm a witness.
Look, one more peep out of you and I'll do you for heresy.
Heresy? Blimey, I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Shut up! Fatang, fatang! Oh, that's nice. Right, I'm taking you along to the station.
What for?
I'm charging you with illegal possession of whatever we happen to have down there. Right, lunar module calling Buzz Aldrin, come in. Raindrops keep falling on my head. But that doesn't mean that much.
The BBC would like to apologise to the police about the character of Police Constable Pan Am. He was not meant to represent the average police officer. Similarly, the reference to Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut, was the product of a disordered mind and should not be construed as having any other significance.
Ooh, that was fun!